Okay. Jeez, this thing's starting right away, and I don't have John in here yet. Is it already one? Oh, it's already time. See, this is the problem. I am bad at time. Time and I don't get along sometimes. But we're supposed to be watching Square Enix. And it's gonna happen as soon as Discord loads. There you go, you slow-ass mother effer. All right. Oh, come on. Oh, Discord, you're the worst. Okay, here we go. Hello. Sorry, I'm running late like a dummy. Hold on.
I'm not one to talk. I slept in through the first one.
Well, look, you've got sleep. We all need it. I sent you the stream video if you want that. You're going to want to mute it like yesterday.
Everyone. It's Matt Mercer here, and I'm back.
Oh, Matt Mercer.
Square Enix.
Oh, shit. Today, the audio's working beautifully for me today. I don't know why. I love it.
New game announcements, sometimes updates, life finds a way.
News from our studios across the globe. So let's kick off with the world premiere of a brand new game from Eidos Montreal.
Interesting.
We hope you
enjoy
Mercer, the show.
Matt Mercer is the voice of Square Enix.
Yeah, that's a nice check to get.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. I mean, not that they're doing bad, but you know. All right.
Do you know what birthright is, Peter?
Do we know what this is?
I don't know.
Oh, it's Star-Lord.
Well,
something that's a part of you.
Some Avengers business, clearly.
My guess is
Guardians
Star-Lord
of the Galaxy.
What? No, Rocket. So I let Groot fill out the paperwork.
They're all coming to that Avengers game. That's what this is, right?
I mean,
so
I think
we got
standalone.
We appear to be 6,960.
It could be. I'd play that.
I know. We clearly need a plan.
License music has been replaced.
Yeah, because this is the Twitch channel, and they promised to remove all licensed music.
This.
So you could do these co-streams without getting in trouble.
Drax, roll!
No!
I can't tell what this is. Like,
I didn't play Avengers, so I don't know if it looks like Avengers.
You want monster?
Or not.
I'll show you monster!
No! We disrobe!
Keep your pants on.
Although it could be used as a distraction.
It always throws me when these people
look like
they don't look like the movie people, and it always throws me.
Smash him up,
I guess it's okay that they don't look like them, but here, right? Is that close to the comic?
Yeah, I don't know.
You had one shot.
I don't like the looks they picked
for. Exactly what?
Okay, look different, but they don't. He looks like generic.
No killing teammates.
That's who.
It's literally in your contract.
I made no such commitments.
This game is loud. All right, here we go. John should be joining us. He just, I think he's peeing.
Yeah, something about a restroom.
Oh my gosh, this music they've replaced is terrible.
Star-Lord.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Maybe it's okay. I don't know.
I don't think it matches.
It's not. It doesn't match Guardians.
No.
It sounds like Transformers the movie music.
Yeah, that was real dumb. Okay, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. So that isn't part of there.
No, no. Of course I will. I'll call you.
I don't know if that looks good or not. I don't know how I feel.
Hi, my name is Olivier Proux, senior producer here at Eidos Montreal. For the past few
make
years,
Deus Ex, bastard.
Yeah, what are you guys doing? Where's Al or Eric? No, what's his name?
Bastard,
Stanley. What's the name of the character? Alex. No.
Action adventure game.
Who's the guy in Deus Ex?
Adam Jensen.
Adam Jensen, get him out here.
Peter Quill.
Yeah.
As Star-Lord, you're constantly in the middle of
that's Montreal. That's the ones that's supposed to be making those Deus Ex games.
That's right.
But today,
I hate this game on this basis alone. They're not making Deus Ex as a problem.
On this journey, and you'll hear more about the game from our team.
All things coming out of this
project.
Stream today suck until we hear about a Deus Ex sequel.
I've always loved Marvel's cosmic
characters. Well, I mean, the Xbox stream was pretty good.
I read them, enjoyed them, loved them. I had the opportunity to write
I've been reading Guardians comics myself.
Some of their cosmic titles.
They're not not bad.
With the help of Bill Roseman, the editor.
Yeah, I shouldn't be excited.
Howdy, everybody.
Oh, hi. Hi, John.
From Marvel's past.
Oh, hi.
The opportunity here was to build a team.
Oh, hi.
But to make
you just missed us confusing the new Guardians of the Galaxy game as just an expansion or DLC for the Avengers game. But it's its own standalone game. The Marvel
crew. Well, I mean, it matches the art style of we're trying to make it look like movie adjacent. I don't know if it's some, which I think is a little distracting, unfortunately, because you look at it and your brain goes, oh, I should be seeing the thing from the movie, but then it's not quite there.
Maybe we're supposed to get used to that because the comics already do this pretty well, where they don't look like, you know, the cinematic people don't look like the comic people. But because those came first and also continue, maybe it's different than when a game tries to do it. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm torn on it because I understand why they don't. And I don't think they always have to.
Well, yeah, and I think basing it on the comics gives you more freedom with what you can do, but I think you get kind of a weird uncanny valley almost of like, this isn't quite right.
On top of an already uncanny valley problem, right? It's already a problem, so you just
double it. You are playing a Star-Lord, and you're using your blasters, and you're using your jet boots.
And these are all the Deus Ex people.
He's I know.
Literally
Bo,
the
they're
same
not,
people that
they're not working on your game, dude. With his jet boots. How do you feel about that? Let's get a reaction. Bo Schwartz, your take. Different powers
as well. I'm angry. This, he can use the unique abilities
of his guardians. You guys heard it here first. I'm with you, though. I'm totally with you. Like, what are you guys doing? Go make Deus Ex again.
No.
I mean, aren't there enough Marvel properties out there, you know? The
Guardians. Well, they got this license. I think they're eager to get their money's worth.
Who knows? They might be super happy to be working on Marvel stuff. I mean, why not?
And as they progress through the story, they discover that they created something
a lot of French
really
folk going here, as you would expect from IDOS.
Yeah, I recognize all these people because I watched a lot of the interesting villains behind the scenes stuff for Deus Ex. Like, she was the writer on Deus Ex. Story like
this, you get oh, this lady here.
Yeah.
Which ones will make the best for this story? That gives us the opportunity to bring in some that are well known, but some that are also not all that well known.
She should look at the camera and go, what I'd rather be working so right on about Deus Ex.
Yeah. It's like to be a misfit family. You're also bringing an amazing imagination to it. You're going to see planets and
backgrounds are cool.
Blow your mind.
Interpreting it in its own way, I think, makes it feel incredibly fresh and exciting. It's not a matter of trying to replicate.
Do you know that name, John? Dan Abbott?
It's trying to take the medium you're working in and make the best version of
no,
Guardians
not
out
by
that.
Name.
That is award-winning comic book writer.
An award-winning, yeah.
I like how they don't mention which comics it is, though.
I assume, well, I guess I shouldn't assume, but I assumed it was this. Or the, he's written Guardians.
I'd rather know what he wrote so then I could be like, oh.
Yeah, I can judge it. It'd be funny if he's like, yeah, I just wrote that one Wonder Woman issue like 4 years ago. Like, they just needed a comic expert out there. Oh, look, they have a little chill out load screen here.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, the issue is trying to thread the needle of like, hey, we want to appeal to the comic book fans, but we also want to be familiar enough to where people who liked the movie see it. I think it's a... It just creates a weird place for me where my brain associates those as two separate things, and now here they are in a weird mishmash together, and it makes me just uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'm not selling Gamora's
crap. What? Oh, come on. You've been hoarding them stupid knickknacks ever since you first joined us. I mean, don't tell me they ain't worth nothing.
I mean, this looks nice.
My figurines are not knickknacks. Huh.
But none of these people are the people.
No sacrifice.
I will sacrifice your head.
Ooh.
Take us to the majestic mountains of Kakaran.
Guys.
Dialogue choices.
I think we should hear out Groot for once.
I am...
Whoa.
You know, the only problem with your plan is that Lady Hellbender only buys monsters, and you are not a monster.
Groot, are you really offering to...
No, no.
So we're getting, like, story here, I guess?
Okay.
It could work.
So, Groot, I guess we could bust him out after.
Absurd.
I mean, this is not connected to the Avengers, so it could actually be good.
Yeah,
it might be
all right.
Standalone on its own merit. I'm kind of liking what I've seen.
He's cruel, sadistic, and his soul is filthy and filled.
It's good hair tech on the raccoon. I honestly
think we it's a good looking raccoon.
Yeah.
I like his beard. I also vote for the creepy little
beast. 2 votes each. Peter?
Dialogue choices is a weird thing.
Well, Rocket's definitely scarier on the inside.
I mean, there are RPG elements to this game. Totally oblivious to the
needs of others. Okay, we get it.
All right, let's do this. Let's go sell a monster.
I don't think I like Peter Quill, though.
No, me neither.
The weather patterns of Seknarf 9 are tied to the temperament of its ruler.
That's not how women work.
Or weather.
We're flying the wrong way.
Nah, he's not flying at all.
Guys, relax. Just one minor adjustment.
I think it's also it takes a very particular style to match the quippiness of the MCU.
Yeah.
And it's very tricky to nail that sweet spot. This seems a little overly quippy for me.
Or
it's like, hey guys, we want to show the ship landing. How many jokes can we fill in the ship landing segment of the game?
Yeah. You're not wrong, actually. That's true.
Her leg's weird. Look, pop. Pop. It's popping weird. I don't like it. Now he's covering. He can't see it. Right? The fact you ain't short. Oh, see, that is weird. Her knees are popping weird. This environment stuff's cool, though. I'm into this. Meteorological suicide is what it is. Yeah, her legs are weird. I don't like them.
They're still trying to fill with jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's the problem, is it...
They took some of their Tomb Raider sliding down a muddy hill tech and put it in the...
It's, we got it.
Nailed it. Sorry, John, you were saying something.
You have to know when to pull back on the jokes and when to lean in on them, and that's it's the ability to do that makes Marvel movies successful. You know, it's not uncommon for a Marvel movie for something truly horrific to happen and someone makes a joke, and if you don't handle that right, it comes across real, real bad.
Yeah. Ooh, this is kind of cool environmental stuff.
You're on, like, these floating noodle packs. Like ramen noodle packs.
Yeah, they're like semi-soft noodle, like humid noodles.
We should have gone to Mako 4. I would be wary.
Jello.
You know, when I survive freaking Half-World, I think I'm scared of some little...
Ah!
It's not alone. Get ready.
See some gameplay. All right, gameplay.
They are amorphous vermin.
Shoot first, questions later.
Drop them, Gamora.
Seems like there's some, this is very single player. Slow everything down, choose an option.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of Scarlet Nexus. The gameplay is kind of the same.
Scarlet Nexus.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, you shoot at stuff as one of the characters, and then you use your party. Your party doesn't do anything unless you use their abilities, and it seems like that's what it's like here. Your teammates... Like, he's commanding them to do their moves.
I mean, that's kind of the Mass Effect way as well.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. It's just, this game confuses me in a lot of ways, because I don't know of anybody, except for maybe Chris Pratt, that's ever really said, man, do I want to be Star-Lord. It's a retractable
bridge. They used I mean, the prison I
was in. Yeah, I'd rather be Rocket.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you not have time to
do? I'd be Drax, if you asked.
Or Drax. Or Gamora.
Or yeah.
You're right. The last person I want to be on this team is Star-Lord.
What's Bat Bug Lady? What's her name? Mantis?
Mantis?
I think she's cool.
Fine. Just curl up in a ball.
What?
Drax, throw him.
No.
Very well.
Peter.
Very well. He'll land on his
feet. Okay, that's kind of funny, honestly. I kind of like it. I like because they threw him across.
Yeah. He's like, I am not familiar with
these words. That's order good. The beast to do its job. Rocket,
come on, man.
Ram it, fast face.
Fix the bridge and we'll raise your cup
joke,
by
joke,
5%.
Joke.
I don't know, man. This is looking like it has okay, potential. I'm not liking this. But just too much jokes, I think.
Yeah.
I am not opposed to this idea. When I heard, because this leaked a little bit, was that they were going to make a Guardians of the Galaxy game, I thought this was going to be a real bad idea. And I'm more sold on it seeing this than I was when I heard about it.
I also think some of this, like, creature direction is pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like the Jell-O D&D dice is nice. And
this is playing out like an action JRPG. Because he's slowing time, he's calling on his comrades to do shit when he wants them to, he's got ultimate whatevers.
He has a fantastic meter.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did see that.
Fantastic, I don't know what it does.
But it's there.
And then when you finished and cleared it out, ooh, jeez. Oh, he broke the ice. Get it? When this is over with,
guys, huddle up.
I saw him leveling at the end.
Already missing the jiggle jump.
So he was like leveling up, and then the music has been replaced.
Don't get too close to that map.
How did Twitch do that?
Well, I think they might have done that. Like, I think these are like probably acceptable songs.
Well, I was told this stuff, if you're on like the YouTube stream or whatever, that the whatever's in there is in there, and that Twitch did some special finagling to replace music. And that's why.
Oh, I don't know. We have to check it out if it was the same on YouTube.
See, look, level 2. Look at this business. Like, all XP and stuff.
Yeah, this is an action JRPG.
Peter?
I mean, I'm already more interested just knowing that. So structurally, I'm into that.
Honestly, I just don't like the look of Star-Lord. That's pretty much my only gripe here. The Flarkin thing
was looking like. Maybe you can keep your helmet on all the time.
All right, Rocket. Time to put on your monster face.
I only got one face, Quill.
Are you sure about this, Peter?
Look at him. You better have one hell of a sales pitch.
I don't know if I like her either, but
maybe too many jokes, like John said, but
look at him thinking.
Let's try selling Groot instead.
What? Really?
This is an affront to democracy.
I just think that we might need Rocket on the outside for this one.
It's just a little too, hey man, you want to surf after we're done? I don't need that.
He looks like surfer BJ Blazkowicz. Yeah. From Wolfenstein.
You hang tight. And his hair is stupid. When the time comes,
I'll get you. Yeah. It is similar to how he looks currently in the comics, because, I mean, he's always been blonde, but...
Oh, well, if he looks like that in the comics, then I'm like, okay.
I mean, but not...
That's fine.
It looks a little like how he looks in the comics. Oh, it's still okay. a bit much.
Don't look at me. I ain't pulling that thing.
I mean, there's so much dialogue, this game's going to hinge on it, so it better be good.
Only there.
Not bad.
That was all right. Groot jokes are still pretty solid.
Yeah, they're okay. I can deal with them. Oh, it's like it's Death Stranding 2. Take a box across the thing.
Someone's gonna go pee soon.
Yeah. Hey, look, a Final Fantasy dragon, John. Look at that thing over there. Oh, they cut it out. Darn it.
We might see a Final Fantasy dragon. That'd be exciting.
Oh yeah, true. This is your publisher right here.
We're finally with a company that dares to say, "What if our dragons didn't look like every fantasy story dragon ever?"
Yeah.
Uh-oh, dragon beef.
Dragon beef. You did a really good impression of that clip, though. That was great.
Dragon beef.
Who's the monster now?
See a lot of health bars.
Even this music is JRPG. Like, where's Cloud? Oh, what happened?
Oh, okay. Cloud should join the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wow, are they showing us the whole game today?
Guess so.
Yeah.
How many times do I have to kill you? The audacity that you thought.
Who's this?
Rob.
Cara Dune.
Dweller.
Irene from. Accounting, like she doesn't look like anybody. Oh, look at that.
No, it's Cara Dune.
Is that really the actor? What's her name?
No, I don't know, but she looks like her. A little bit.
October. Huh. That's sooner than I would have.
Not free on Game Pass? Come on.
Oh, now there's the classic Star-Lord costume right there. That's pretty good. Oh, not those.
Not those?
Those are different.
Now we're going to revisit two iconic brands that are being remastered for modern platforms. First up, relive the classic games in the Final Fantasy series. And then get one more peek at Legend of Mana ahead of its June 24th launch.
Pixel Master.
No, Final Fantasy 1.
inspired a generation.
I have that hat in Final Fantasy XIV. Oh, they're remastering a bunch of them.
They doing like a whole set?
Hold on, if they do this proper, this'll be good, because some of these games do not have good remasters. Some of these games have been remastered for cell phones.
That's the whole thing.
You'll have to wait to find out how they look like.
Yeah, we will not tell you.
Great, thanks for that.
Well, this could be it.
Nobody's gonna go, Scott.
They're gonna watch. This is the trailer we get it in. Someone's gonna go. This is kind of cute.
Is this a different game, isn't it?
Is this Legend of Mana?
Is it?
I love Legend of Mana.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, look at that.
Steam and PS4.
So they didn't show
Switch.
Us the Final Fantasy remasters.
No, they were done with that. They were like, use your imagination, like, dipshits.
Next, Earth's mightiest heroes continue their fight to defend the world. And
now we're getting our Marvel. We're still trying this. To share the
latest updates. Yeah, we're still making this one go.
We're getting a remaster of Avengers. Roster of
heroes. Finally.
1 year later.
Finally, the remaster of Avengers we all asked for.
Oh, it's just the content.
I like old man Bruce. I think it's kind of fun.
I still stand by this game wasn't terrible, but every second counts, just people. Needed. Keep it moving.
Maybe this will be
needed
it.
Something. Beautiful, isn't it? No, it's done. This game is done. They had their moment. It didn't work.
You're out of your depth, Avengers.
We're shutting you down, Monica.
Apparently, licensed music is what was going to be running in the background because it's just awkwardly quiet.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Eh?
I will save it.
There is no.
I appreciate Steam or Twitch offering that because
you don't
they don't like this DMCA stuff any more than we do.
Well, it's a power struggle, right? The power of old is being disrupted.
You're right. That
we can all just streams whatever and those people can't make money and control it the same way they're used to and they're just living in the past.
You're totally right.
The law still exists to accommodate them, so in a way they're not wrong to look at it going like, these are the rules we agree to. But everyone's like, yeah, piss off.
You're totally right.
Yeah. Well, and also if the music industry didn't have like so many people in it trying to keep their jobs relevant, because they've inadvertently created a world where they didn't want to adapt.
Yeah.
They just wanted to keep doing things the way it's always been done. And then the world evolved around them. And now this is the result. This is them trying to justify their continued existence rather than some people having to adapt.
Yeah, totally agree.
I must warn you of a few things.
Which is sad because they probably could have made a lot of money off this instead of just filing complaints all day and collecting a paycheck for it.
Hey y'all, this is weird with no music.
You just wanted to show off this suit.
Suit. Oh, check it out. Black Panther's a badass. He's so cool. Oh, Nathan Drake, finally in the Avengers. Who is that actually? I have no idea.
Ulysses Claw, probably. Oh. Although he's got both his hands.
It's weird having no music.
Well, maybe he's got like a robot hand.
Or this is the secret origin story of his robot hand. Vibranium.
Oh, there you go. He looks like he's got a crazy hand there.
All right.
Vibranium
does not belong to me.
You dirty son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. There's a cool hand. We got a cool hand at the end. He became Mega Man.
Is this an Avengers add-on or is it a standalone Black Panther game?
It's just an add-on for that. They're going to put him in the game as a hero.
Okay. Yeah. War for Wakanda. Got it. Okay.
And that's fine. You know.
That's fine. You know, enjoy.
Keep your game
Enjoy
going.
Your Black Panther.
Yeah, enjoy your Panther.
Now it's time to give mobile players a quick look at some of the games that will be available in the coming months.
It's nice to see McCree doing video game introductions. It's good.
Our intelligence reports a new threat to global stability.
What else is Matt Mercer going to do? Notorious for not doing anything.
Yeah, so
you got to get him for something.
Disappearance. You were selected because of your remarkable skills.
Oh, this DLC for Hitman. Perfect. Hitman 3 is
mobile. They said mobile stuff.
Oh, they did?
And they will never know what hit them.
Oh. I like Hitman.
It's mobile Hitman.
I like the Hitman. I'm a fan of the Hitman.
Oh, good. Licensed music has been removed.
Creepily.
What music are they using?
Trailer.
Isn't it just Square Enix music? Like this trailer right here would be like harps and pianos.
Yeah. Well, they are gonna sue themselves.
A near game for mobile?
Yeah, this is really weird.
Yeah. So again, I just did some reading on this. This is ahead of time. Twitch had all the music removed from anything that was pre-recorded. Not all of it, but anything that offended any kind of DMCA rules. And it's not all of it, but it's a big chunk of it. And while I appreciate it for streamers doing co-streams like we are, and that's why they did it, it really does mess with the tone of the thing.
Yeah, it's just not nearly as exciting.
Like, what is
it? I guess if you watch it on YouTube, the music's still there.
Yeah, the YouTube one has the music, but co-streams get pulled or strikes and stuff. Final Fantasy.
The first soldier.
Yeah, okay. A lot of phone stuff there. That's what we got there.
All right, talked about Final Fantasy VII Part 2.
Platinum Games is giving you an exclusive look at the epic world of Babylon's Fall, featuring fluid combat, powerful weapons, and a unique art style.
I like unique art styles because that is not what I would use to describe the Guardians of the Galaxy art style.
No.
Built over 1,000 years... It was meant to be a tower of dreams. But for 1,000 more, it was seen as a tower of ruin.
I don't know. I do like the unique art style, though. I like what I'm seeing, graphically.
It looks cool so far. I don't know what it is. It's just environments.
Through fire and ice.
Fire and ice.
The coldest of winds.
Winds of winter.
Eventually, the tower became a symbol of
nothing to do with Game of Thrones. Just checking. Ambition. Just making sure.
That tower's name is Babylon.
Babylon's Fall. Oh. Don't know what this is, though. What the hell is it?
Does the savior of Neo Babylon stand among us? Let's find
Neo Babylon. Fires in this game.
Oh, that's the guy.
That sounds like him.
I think it's him.
Will you play this game that is an affront to Sigma?
He's so great.
That's exciting that he's in this.
Yeah. Yeah, that dragon sucked.
I don't know about the graphics, per se.
Then I'll die for hope.
It's a little low.
That dragon was fine. I genuinely think, Scott, you might just not like dragons that are from countries that aren't America.
You might be right. I've always said I have a tendency toward Western dragons. I do.
But it looked like a Western dragon.
No.
It's just your knowledge that it wasn't created here that is coloring it.
No, it's not that. It's something. Let's see it again. Let's see if they show us.
Is this like a four-player co-op kind of game?
What this is.
How much like Final Fantasy 14 does this And you like to end up
seeing only not a lot.
Okay. It just seems like it's a multiplayer deal.
I think the Sigmar guy is in it. Or Sigmar. Saltspire.
Yeah, he only does multiplayer games, right?
He only does multiplayer. Overly wrought sort of
two paths lie ahead.
That sounds like
sin to the heaven.
I will ride the freeways of Valhalla with my war boys.
They were able to create this suit for me, but not give me a good speaker. I sound a little like I will take your order at Burger King.
For that, this world will pay.
Well, look, they threw
all right,
PS5
well, I'm not
there.
Sure what that is, but...
Yeah, I don't know what that
developer
is.
Developer interview.
They're Automata.
But did they cut it? It's so weird.
No, I guess they're still talking about it.
Oh.
Did you watch any of the Microsoft one, Bo?
I watched a bit of it, yeah. Like, I saw the Starfield and Stalker 2 looked amazing.
Yeah, all that stuff looked real good. They had a great
everything's on Game Pass.
Yeah, yeah. All of it's coming to Game Pass, so
it's awesome.
So there's people at home just listening to the audio. It's a lot of subtitles here.
Yeah, and it's not, I don't know, like, did they say it's multiplayer?
Yeah.
Looks like there's, okay, it is. Oh, Platinum Games is involved with this?
Platinum's the Ninja Theory, or no, sorry, that's,
The Bayonetta.
Oh, Bayonetta.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a co-op, like, hack and slash... But like with from a like a JRPG perspective.
Yeah.
And that sounds cool.
Maybe that's
a live service title they said.
Great.
Oh, so this is a looter shooter, basically.
Great. Don't have enough of those. Just keep those coming.
I don't think we have enough good ones.
Well, that's a fair point.
I'm still waiting for one that I like.
That's a fair point. Destiny's pretty good. Destiny 2.
Yeah, but it didn't start that way, and it, for a long time, cost $60 to find out if that changed.
True colors. And the truth is, do they ever launch right? Like, none of them do, right? They all launch bad.
No.
The weird thing about Destiny is the pricing model, although it's a lot better now that you can just play it on Game Pass. It's just
so weird to be back. I mean, it's essentially a free-to-play game with, like, paid expansions.
Yeah.
And the shrunk Game Pass, you just get it all. What do you remember about us as kids? Oh, it's that...
It functions very well, like as a service. Oh, this is Life is Strange 2.
Life is Strange 3, probably, right?
3, yeah. Oh, no, it's a remaster of the first one, I guess?
Yeah, because I was going to say, every sequel they've done has been different characters and stuff.
How old is the game? Is it?
It's not that old. 2016?
Come on, let's dance! Or take my picture with your new camera.
Oh, I hated that scene. That's there are certain scenes in that. I played that after game. I liked it.
And you moved. I felt abandoned.
It was like two girls hanging out, having some fun in their bedroom. You didn't really relate to that.
I don't know. It kind of annoyed me. I don't know why. She was my age. Couldn't relate to
the
girls.
Game.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of looked at it and went like, I don't know.
Holy shit.
It was good. It was really interesting. It was
Max,
really good.
What's going on?
Yeah, I liked it.
I quite
liked it, actually. I thought it was cool.
It took some really unexpected turns. What? Like, that was what I appreciated about it, is that the story very much presented, like, oh, it's going to be this, and you're pretty sure you know what it is, and then next thing you know, it swerves some pretty big ways.
Then I realized I had a choice and the power to change everything. Arcadia Bay is on the edge of disaster. Time to change time. Whatever happens, I'll always have your back. Always.
Didn't they do a lot of weed in that game? I can't remember. Wasn't there some weed?
There might have been. I think you could. I don't think you had to.
I think there was some
Hi,
weed.
I'm Maya, also known as MXM Tune. I'm a musician and the singing voice of Alex.
Oh, thanks for clarifying. I know who MXM Tune is.
You enjoyed that first look at gameplay from the
I mean, it's no Tokyo Breakfast, but
no, but what is?
Not many names are.
And care
yeah, what
Deck
is?
Nine have put into remastering both Life is Strange and Before the Storm. This collection features improved character
better tier tech, looks
lip-sync,
like.
And visuals, breathing new life into these two beloved games. Back in March, we also revealed the next major game in the series, Life is Strange True Colors, a small town supernatural mystery.
This isn't very loud, sorry.
Alex Chen must uncover the truth behind her brother's death, using her psychic power of empathy to unravel the shocking secrets of Haven Springs.
Wait, is empathy a psychic power?
Yeah, you didn't know that? It's now classified.
Power, you guys, holy shit.
Here's the Zach Garris for more.
I didn't know, I'm a superhero.
You are, you're a psychic.
Go Alex use your power of empathy, Bo. Use it.
To the story of Life is Strange True Colors.
Yeah, empathy can fly, right? I gotta go try.
She builds,
I don't know. There's some people in this world that might, I wish had that superpower a little more.
For years, Alex has been unable to shut out the strong feelings of others. The fear,
I wrote I started a comic book called The Feeler that's like this concept.
Power is a curse.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. In the wake of I have old drawings. I show you something.
Alex realizes the only way she can find the truth is to embrace her power.
The music has been
I can't believe this is happening. And the only way to understand is to feel what he's feeling.
The power to say
from
that's
the very
rough,
start,
buddy.
You can use Alex's power to focus on blatantly colored auras to gain insight into people's emotions.
These
valuable insights deepen Alex's relationships with the folk of Haven Springs, as well as working
that was really good.
Options and events. As here from a scene very early on in the game.
You're gonna lose her. You're gonna lose her, and it's all your fault.
Whoa.
Alex has uncovered a secret that Mac
she
wants to
sees
keep hidden
your
from
true
his long-term girlfriend.
Colors.
And now he is terrified that Alex will reveal it
DMCA.
Before he can talk to her.
Yep.
She's the best.
It's like in that movie Demolition Man, when you do something wrong, you immediately get a ticket printed at
someone. Yep.
Man, you've DMCA. Been fined.
You're out.
Avoid further trouble. That's like the...
Thanks for telling
the option
me
I pick
out.
In so all walks of life.
Still together.
Are you serious? I need to get back to
I don't know if I want another one of these or not. Maybe I do.
It's fine.
I'm not in the mood for like long story drawn out games.
I'm really happy for people to be making strong narrative-based games. I don't know why I haven't played these yet.
A supernatural flare that transforms the world around Alex into a reflection of that person's psyche. In this altered, emotionally charged state,
it's like
Alex
Silent Hill. Everything goes to shit.
Thoughts and memories.
That is kind
of
Silent Hill
issue.
Yeah.
But not every emotional crisis can be easily dealt with. Some carry a dangerous, even life-threatening amount of power.
He's dead. I wish I were too.
No decision is easy, and the consequences will be felt across the game.
This
Those
anger
good,
could
good
kill
stink
her.
Lines I got going.
What if I could just take it away?
Try it.
Using Alex's powers the only way you can uncover the truth behind her brother's death.
That's rough, buddy.
What would it do to me? And even if I can, should I?
How far will you go in pursuit of
Sir Whiskey
truth?
Jack in the chat is right. This idea that they somehow lose money on background music baffles me. I agree. It doesn't
Alex's
make any freaking sense.
Looks so awesome. I have no idea how I'll make some of these choices, but I can't wait to play it with you all when it comes out on September 10th. Don't forget, you can pre-order Life is Strange True Colors now. And if you choose the Ultimate Edition, you'll also receive the Life is Strange Remastered Collection.
When's it coming to Game Pass?
And that's it for today. Make sure to follow the Life is Strange social
By the way, if you're a musician, can you license your music, please? For the...
Yeah, could you let us use your music? I don't know if that's
what's
playing.
Can you let Square Enix use your music for the...
Yeah, could you say on stream very clearly you are not going to pursue legal action if people stream this broadcast?
Yeah.
Please?
That's so annoying. All right, September. Look for it. Coming to...
And now, we are excited to unveil a brand new title from Square Enix Japan.
Japan?
Hey, Scott, you can say it. You can say it. Now's your chance.
Uh-huh.
No, not that. This is a Japanese game.
Oh, yeah, you guys, this is a Japanese game.
I'm here to kill chaos.
Oh, that's shit. He's going to kill chaos?
Yeah, that's what you get from friggin' Japanese games. They don't go
chaos
after
has been waiting for us.
Dude McBad Guy. They're going to just kill chaos. Because why not?
Find you?
I guess we'll just show ourselves in.
Oh, that's great. This is some
I only
cheesy
know
bullshit
one thing.
Now.
I want to kill
Chaos.
It looks like a knockoff Cloud.
Need to.
I know. I was going to say, I would think they were ripping off Final Fantasy VII, except it's by the company that made Final Fantasy VII.
But he looks like a cosplay Cloud that just used like a Walmart shirt and pants.
Wait, did Team Ninja do that remake? I didn't know that was Team Ninja.
You sure Chaos is here?
Yeah.
Well, it's Square Enix. It's not Team Ninja.
Oh, okay.
Doing pest control.
This is the Shrine of Chaos. He's here.
I know that the Shrine of Chaos is here. I'm gonna get Chaos.
Can I use my empathy to defeat Chaos?
This is something I can taste it. This is it.
Taste the
no
chaos.
Doubt.
Die already!
Die, you dirty.
Everything's turning into crystals like in Resident Evil Village. But
never returned. My favorite.
His name was Garland. You could.
Garland.
Garland. If you looked for He's him. Chaos.
Chaos.
Chaos. Is this real?
This
seems
real.
Fake.
It does seem fake. I'm not buying it.
The characters look like they went to Goodwill to buy anime cosplay costumes before they started on their adventure.
He did it again. We're here to kill Chaos. He won't shut up about Chaos.
He always wars.
They're making a bunch of Final Fantasy references too. Warriors of Light, Garland is a Final Fantasy thing.
Scarlet.
Oh
no!
Is this Final Fantasy
Chaos
live action game?
I have become Chaos. By the way, I think that was
fake.
Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't know, dude.
I don't think that's good, because I thought it was going to do like a hard cut at a moment to reveal that it was all a joke.
Yeah.
As well as those to come.
That seemed really weird.
Why would you call your game Stranger of Paradise? It's a bearer of bad news,
but just hit me with it.
I'm gonna drop plate number
Stranger
seven.
Of Paradise.
Oh, this localization on all these games is so precious. I love it. Listen to this dialogue. Oh.
All right, good stuff. Final Fantasy VII Integrated.
Now we're to your. Oh, they got rid of the music.
Replicant.
Oh, they showed a few seconds. Replicant, I guess, is good too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Near series is good.
Oh my gosh. This no music business is really hurting them. Well, whatever. This stream exists for this reason. It's not like you can't see it in some other way.
More to come. Oh, Forspoken.
I just want to watch 10 more minutes of somebody going, I'm Chaos.
I'm here to kill Chaos.
Everybody, I'm Chaos. Ooh, Final Fantasy 14. And a dragon.
No you way. Really like that game, huh?
That game's real good. I am a full convert because that game just kept getting better. We'll call you.
Thank you for joining us today.
That was it?
Keep an eye out for news about our next Square Enix Presents. I'm Matt Mercer. See you next time.
I don't know.
Short.
It was real short.
I like, there's no appearance by Matt Mercer. There's no reason for it to be there, but he gets to say, I'm Matt Mercer.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is. It's an interesting take. All right. Well, I guess that's all we get from Square Enix.
Could have just gotten anybody and... I wonder what they were thinking. Like, no, it really has to be Matt Mercer that does this. This is a great idea. Like, they could have gotten anybody. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, it was an odd. That was an odd presentation. I mean, I guess they're big. 2:30. Jeez, there's a giant chunk between that and the next thing. This is all scheduled really odd.
Well, they have to show like people moving through game worlds. I think between them.
Is that
something like that?
Well, yeah. We can't stop them. They're chaos.
They're chaos.
Yeah, it's a 2:30 for PC gaming show.
Yeah, 2:30
looks like
your time,
it's
right?
Like Warner Bros. Games Back for Blood. I guess it's a full 30 minutes of Back for Blood at 5 or 2 Pacific.
They're showing that on... that was a... Well, didn't they tout that as a day one game pass today? Back for Blood?
Yeah, well, it was know. In there, but I think they're doing a deep dive basically at 2:30 or 2:00.
So,
yes, it is played day one this year. There's a handy dandy graphic going around of what's available today via Game Pass, what's day one, and what's going to be day one in the future.
Where is that on? Where'd you find that? I want to see that.
Came from Wario64, but I will copy the image and post it here so you can see it.
I follow them also, but I don't see that post. So that would be awesome if you did that. Okay. Let's see here.
So you got your Yakuza Like a Dragon today, Game Pass.
Today,
that's exciting.
Right? Yeah, I'm stoked about that.
So I'm so glad I didn't buy it.
Same thing.
God, sorry, I still swear so much.
You're fine.
And Wolfenstein 2 as well. That's good because I want to. Yeah. Oh, Hades is coming. Awesome. Yeah.
Isn't that cool? So let's see. Today we get Arx Fatalis, Dishonored 1. They already have 2. Doom, Evil Within 2, cool game. Wish I'd have played more. Fallout 2, and Fallout Tactics, and Fallout 3. Wolfenstein 2, Rage, and Like a Dragon. Those are all today. Yep. And then this year, awesome. A whole bunch of shit.
Psychonauts 2, Age of Empires 4, Forza Horizon 5, Halo Infinite, Back for Blood,
Dark Alliance,
The Ascent.
Oh, The Ascent looks cool.
Gunk, Sable.
Yeah.
I have both The Ascent and Dark Alliance preloaded. I got to imagine they're hitting soon, too.
22nd on Dark Alliance, right? I think 22nd of this month? I'll have to look at that for sure.
But wow, they let you preload really far in advance then.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, 22nd of June is only a week away.
I thought I saw that Dark Alliance was like next month. Was it not?
I thought it was this month.
Let's Google it. Dark Alliance release date. June 22nd.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Later this month.
Yeah, it's close.
I'm going to uninstall it. I don't need it like
You could probably just do it a day or two ahead and be good. But
it's just funny that they offer it now. Like,
I think it's pretty ready. I think they've been ready for a while. Yeah.
Look at that. Outer Worlds 2.
Yeah, so excited for that.
Oh. Starfield Day 1, Plague Tale, Stalker 2. Stalker 2 looks sweet. I love that kind of game.
Yeah. You're big. Yeah. You like those Metros too, right? Metro, what are they called?
The Metro games, yeah. Metro 2022.
Those are spinoff, not spinoffs, but like same devs or something. Or what was the deal with those?
No, they're both Russian. I think that's pretty much.
That's it.
Metro's based on a series of books. I think Stalker is like a standalone game. Gotcha. The first one was made 1 billion years ago. Like I think Stalker was the original world kind of deal, and then Metro was like the corridor story version, but different IPs.
Am I the only person in the world that thinks that Fallout 1's art is better than Fallout 2's cover art? Fallout 2 looks like it was made by somebody who just isn't teaching themselves 3D Studio Max. Whereas the first one looks
maybe. I think Fallout 2 is probably the better game.
Oh, yeah, definitely a better game, for sure. I remember liking Tactics at the time.
I remember playing Tactics, not knowing that it was a spinoff and thinking that that's what Fallout was.
Oh,
weird.
Boy, were you wrong on that.
I was very wrong, but I liked the game. So, you know, win.
What's the name of that? The snowboardy one they showed today, not the thing yesterday from Ubisoft, but do you remember the name of that
one? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But so I'm excited that it's a snowboarding game, but it looked so like just kind of basic that I got distracted and stopped paying attention to it. It just
Shredders?
Faded into the background.
I think it might be Shredders.
Oh, that's right. Shredder something, because we made the Ninja Turtle.
It's right there. Yeah. Isn't it Shredder?
Yeah,
Shredder.
There it is. And that's still coming out. That's coming out this year, and that looked like 1080 to me, and I am a giant 1080 fan. Do you remember that game? N64 game? Oh my gosh, dude.
I mostly did SSX, but yeah.
Oh, you were one of those guys.
Yeah, I like Final Fantasy versus ESO. So I liked the exciting, interesting one of the game.
I like both of them. I played them both pretty extensively. But there was something really chill and zen about 1080, and less so with Tricky and those other games. But
yeah, those wanted to be bombastic and big. You're right. And this one does seem more in the vein of 1080 because, let me tell you, they started snowboarding, and I went, "Ah, cool, snowboarding!" And then I zoned out because they were not doing anything exciting.
It's a fair point. All right. Well, we will. Whoever can watch the PC Gamer thing, we'll be back here at 2:30 Eastern.
Yeah, it's in an hour and a half, right? Basically.
Wait, that can't be right. Not 2:30 Eastern.
It's 5:30 Eastern, so it's 2:30 Pacific. So it's
3:30 my time. Okay.
PC Gaming Show. Yeah, 2:30, 3:30 Scott's time.
All right. I mean, I'll be here an hour and a half.
And John,
I might see how far into it I can get. I thought I was going to go out on a bigger note there. Than this.
You made some great jokes at this last one. We need you. For this
We need you. Yeah, no, you do what you can.
I can't do it. Neither Scott or I can do it like you do it. I think we need you.
Yeah, do it. If you can, great. If not, I totally understand as well. You get, you know.
But it is a matter of, you know, great world chaos defeating importance.
Yeah, we got to
chaos. You can't defeat me. I'm chaos.
Yeah,
but if you can't do it, it's cool. Chaos will just win. That's all.
Chaos needs to die.
I don't want chaos to win. I put on my best slight button-up shirt to try and defeat it.
Well, you're here to beat chaos, so let us know how that goes. In the meantime, we'll all be back here soon, so see you all then. And yeah, that's it. Thanks for being here for this bit. We'll be back with the PC Gaming Show in not too long of a time.